This is another DAM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Ron Gill. Ron, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Henrik?
Good. Ron, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Oh, that's a good question. Like a lot of my colleagues, digital asset management was something that you kind of wander into. So in my case, I started out as a graphic designer with a fine arts painting background. And throughout my career as a graphic designer, all the way up to art director, I was always involved with the management of large archives of assets, whether it be for the architectural firms that I was working for, the advertising firms that I was working for or with. And throughout the cycle, and this is before digital asset management even became an industry, let alone a descriptor for what it is that we do. It was a series of organizing and making these assets useful within the company. So as the tools got better and as the systems got more elaborate, I basically had a trial by fire learning experience. And from the ground up, it was learning about how these systems are being used and how I could best implement them in the company's workflow. So as that progressed, I became more and more involved. And roughly around 2008, I became more heavily vested in digital asset management and kind of made that my focus over design. So that's how I got involved in digital asset management, the digital asset management space.
Ron, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
Oh, there are quite a few challenges. And there are also a number of successes that I've seen and have had. The challenges, I think, they're varied, actually. So silos, information stored in silos and teams not being able to cooperate with each other are some of the biggest challenges, because in each silo, you have system subject matter experts that understand the content for their silos, and they don't necessarily communicate too well, even though, for example, if you're working for a marketing organization and the company is large enough, you'll have different wings or different teams working on different aspects. They all might be doing different things, but in the same industry or sharing the same goal. So getting all these silos together is the one of the biggest challenges, and getting people to recognize that, I think, is the biggest challenge for digital asset management in the beginning. It's getting companies sign on and higher ups to pay for the system, because it's not something that you can get overnight. It's not something that's going to happen, you know, by pulling the software off a shelf and then plugging it into your system. It's something that takes thorough investigation. It takes understanding of how the company is using assets, and it's understanding the needs of the end user. So those are the biggest challenges that I think in digital asset management. Of course, there are a number of splinter challenges that come up from that, like, you know, adding metadata and who gets to add metadata, adoption, so on and so forth. But in the beginning, the biggest challenge is getting everybody on board and understanding the baseline workflow that needs to happen inside the digital asset management system. Now, so far as successes would be obviously getting that challenge taken care of. So being able to find what the company would need so far as their workflow is the biggest success I think you can have initially. Finding the system that is going to work for multiple teams and the system that will best make their output and workflow more efficient is the biggest success. And once you have a working DAM in place, those successes will come.
Ron, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Advice I'd like to share with people aspiring to become DAM professionals. There's not too much information online or anything that you can glean through the internet. There is some resources that you can, forums. I think Deb Fanslow has a great one, DAM Peeps. This is for non-vendors, and it is a invite-only Google group or forum. And it's a good resource that just came up. And it's good to learn as much as you possibly can. And there's so many industries that DAM touches. So obviously going to big events like Henry Stewart or going to DAM meetups will expose you to different areas, different industries. I mean, I'm still talking to people that are also digital asset managers, but I've never met before, or I didn't know that an industry was using DAM in that fashion. So getting out there and meeting new people and seeing how they're using DAM to help their company and help their workflows is vital resource. I mean, it'll help you tremendously in what you're doing and what you're trying to achieve.
Well, thanks, Ron.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
For more on this, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.